The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with everyone's favorite marketer, Jackson Pinky Pinkowski. We are talking marketing, and we were talking about what should we bring. And I just figured, like, what's the one thing that kind of bums me out about our clients that I want to rant on? And generally, it's people trying to pick one like silver bullet for their marketing, right? Like, if I just, and again, I blame on marketers, right? Like, if you just, I'm a telemarketer, so if you just buy my telemarketing services, you'll be a millionaire, you'll grow. If you just, I'm a Facebook ad guy, so if you just do Facebook ads, blah, blah, blah. And those all may be true, depending on how you do them, but usually there's a lack of an overreaching plan. So people, I'll give a perfect example. One of our clients, Danielle, who I love, did a mailing, and I think we just talked today. So she's like, cost her a couple $100, and I think she got $5,000 a month of regular, of recurring clients. So $60,000 a year off of a $200 mailer, and she didn't do any more for another 3 or 4 months. And someone else had asked me to look at some copy, and I was like, we can go over the copy, and that's important, right? The message you have is super important. So I'm not trying to minimize that, but I will take average to poor copy, or the words that you write on a postcard, email, Facebook ad, billboard, yellow page ad, whatever you want to do. I'll take poor copy consistently delivered or put in front of your perfect prospects over the perfect copy inconsistently delivered to the wrong people, right? So people will come to me and be like, I had a magazine call me and they want me to enter, you know, doing their thing. And should I do it or should I not do it? And the problem is because we're not going from first principles when it comes to marketing, right? So first principles would be, who are my clients? Which we don't even ask. Anyone that's got money, homeowners, as opposed to like, you know, who are they? Are they men? Are they women? Do they have kids? Are they old? Are they young? What pain, you know, like really, who are they? And what pain do I solve for them? Well, they have dirty houses. They want clean houses. Like, really? They could clean it themselves. So maybe they want to feel pampered. Maybe they want to feel good when they come home. So we don't really start from that first principles. And then if we have first principles, I help retirees whose main pain is they've always kept a nice house and they're too old to be able to do it now, and their bodies are failing them, and they want to spend their time on the golf course, not feeling embarrassed that they can't physically clean. That first principles, now if I'm like, should I do Facebook ads? Should I do whatever? It's like, I don't know. Where do they go to solve that problem, right? Maybe for them, they go to the golf course and I would look for advertising there. Maybe the young mom would go to the PTA or her Facebook ad or a Facebook group or something like that. So the big thing I wanted to get, and I'll get Jackson's opinion here, is to move from being platform-based, Facebook's the magic, to being client-based. Like, who's my client? What problem do I solve? And let me have a plan to solve that for them. And that plan should be directly related to who they are and what problem I solve, as opposed to the Facebook ads guy called me and said Facebook ads are the way to go, or the telemarketer or the postcard guy or fill in the blank. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. That is the wide open rant. I'm going to toss right into your into your yard, Jackson. What say you? Feel free to agree, disagree, add on, detract, talk to the people.
Yeah. It used to be like, it used to be that there was maybe like two or three avenues that you could get in front of, or used to get in front of people for marketing, right? Same way there used to be like three channels on the TV, and now you have thousands. And the same goes for
Jackson talks big. He's way too, he doesn't remember. He's read books. He's heard things. He don't remember three channels on the TV.
But yeah, nowadays there are so many areas for you to, you know, find people. And there are so many people that will tell you that you need to be doing, you know, these ads, you need to be doing a billboard, you need to do a radio advertisement. But ultimately, I mean, those could work super great, but they're only going to work super great if the people your customers, your people are listening to, consuming those channels, right? Like, I'm an advertiser. I use Facebook ads all the time. I don't use Facebook whatsoever. And I almost guarantee you, most guys who run ads don't touch Facebook and don't look at Facebook other than for work. So you hardly ever see people advertising to people like me on that platform because I'm just not there, because they understand that, because we kind of live that life. And like Mike said, if your perfect prospect is someone who, you know, takes a certain commute to work every day and listens to these radio channels or does this on the weekends and is interacting at these places of business, that's where you want to be in front of them. Sure, they might use Facebook, they might use Google, they might use these things where you can put, you know, digital ads and where people tell you to put stuff, but where you're going to be the most effective and have the most bang for your buck is where they see it, you know, in their daily lives and where you really break through the noise, because those are usually the places that are overlooked or people don't use to get their message across. Like your golf course example. That's an amazing example, because you can get some great customers for that, because those are people who have that problem. They're like, hey, I want to spend more time on the golf course at the country club and less time, you know, cleaning up my kitchen, or listen to my wife nag at me about cleaning up the kitchen.
And that's where the copy would come in. If you did have an ad there and you talked about how great your cleaning services are, you're swinging a miss. But if you talk about, would you like to be here more often? Would you like to play more golf? Would you like your wife to be excited for you when you leave for golf? Call now for a 50-minute call and we'll tell you how your wife will be excited for you to leave to play golf. Like, that's such good. And then you're like, well, how do I do that? Buy our goddamn cleaning service. She'll be happy when you leave, I promise. So there's two things Jackson said that I want to make sure we get. There are two. He kind of touched on two mistakes we make as marketers, or as people are trying to be marketers. One is, or just entrepreneurs trying to grow our business. One is we don't make it client focused, right? Like we make it, you know, the Facebook guy called, so I'm going to do Facebook and I'm not going to ask any questions if my clients like Facebook. And the other side of that same coin is we make it to us focused. And I've done this inadvertently. Like I remember, I'm not an Instagram fan, no judgment, just not, my wife scrolls. That's her favorite. Like I'll watch TV. She'll literally, instead of watching a half hour show, she'll scroll for a half hour and she's happy as a clam. But I thought I was dumb because I don't get it. But guess what? Y'all are, we got 15,000 followers on Instagram. We get a ton of people reaching out. So it's just very short. And then TikTok. I don't get that at all. I literally at the beginning, like, just kids, teenagers dancing. What do I need that for? Like, nope. There are, our clients are there. So the point is, I guess it's the same point, just two different versions. Make it about your client and where they go, and don't judge. And just like Jackson, he's like, I literally get paid generally for a living to run Facebook ads. It's a big part of it. And I don't use Facebook. Like, that's okay. So once, any feedback, Jackson, on what that looks like day to day, how people can go for, because again, the other problem is now it gets super overwhelming. So for someone that's like, I just am hearing so many voices and so many different things, how do I know what to do? Any feedback for that guy or that gal? I've tried a bunch of stuff and I get, you know, they screwed me. I tried this and wasted my money.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only person or the only voices that you need to be listening to are your current customers, because those are the only people that like you want to find and emulate, right? So if you've got a handful of perfect prospects that you serve or perfect customers that you serve right now, and you're like, man, I would love another 10 to 15 of Joe and Sally down the street. They're amazing. Then go ask them, or like see and talk to them, like ask them questions about, you know, what made you decide to go with a cleaning service? You know, what has it been able to do? What have you been able to do now with less time cleaning? Things like that, and figure out, you know, where do they go? Where do they shop? Where do they interact? And what have they been able to do now that they don't have to spend as much time cleaning their home or whatever it is that you're servicing for them? Because that's the only feedback that is going to be accurate and true at that point in time. You know, what other people say is just going to be kind of fluff or might be cool, shiny object, but your customer is going to give you the real plan of attack, because if there are other people like them, they are likely much more likely to be in the same situation, shopping in the same places, interacting with the same services, tools, websites, local businesses, whatever it may be, and have the same pain points. And so if that's really your best place to start, and ignore everything else and focus on what your customer tells you to devise your plan of action there.
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show. That's such a good point. Probably the worst consultant in the world is friends and family, right? We'll show them a landing page or a website. They're like, it's ugly. It's this. It's that. And they give you all sorts of votes. So much money has been spent on marketing because the owner's wife or friends or in-laws to make them happy, right? I think we talked about a couple episodes ago, like people are like, I got to have a website. I need a website. And I can't remember if it was on a coaching call or on a podcast. So sometime in front of an audience, I need a website. It was Wednesday at the live event. And I was just like, you don't, it's really not the biggest thing holding you back or even the top 10 things holding you back. But we think we need it because our friends and family are like, what's your website? So it's not, so we get uptight about that. So first and foremost, unless your friends and family are like really good marketers that have actually attracted clients for money and can do it with a positive ROI and have a background, like, you know, Jackson has friends and family, they should listen to Jackson, but it's because he's a marketer who happens to be a friend, not just because of the friend. We usually just listen to friends who are like, oh, I would do this. Everyone's got an opinion, but they don't know what they're doing. So, and why would they, right? Like, I don't give a lot of marital or legal advice because I'm not particularly great at either of those things. I have opinions, but that doesn't mean you should listen to me. Find someone who's an expert. So first and foremost, yeah, I think Jackson said it right. And he said it two ways. I'm going to encourage the second. First, he said, your customer is the only voice that matters. And then he modified it to be like a perfect prospect. So I would say your best customers, right? Whoever you want more of. So your average to max customers, you know, they get a voice, but your perfect prospects, just like Jackson said, if I had 100 of these guys, I could rule the world. That's who you really want to listen to. And just like you said, ask them, what made you reach out? What was your big pain? And then use their words. A lot of times we translate it, like they'll use perfect copy and they'll say something like, I just feel like the wheels fall off in the household and my husband and I's relationship is in the dumps. And then we'll translate it. So you can't say in the dumps, you know, it's suffering. We try to make it fancier. Use in the dumps or wheels fall off or whatever the exact words are in marketing. That's what tends to work. So definitely the only voice that really matters is your perfect prospects. And then second thing Jack said is ask them where they hang out, right? Like we all think a Super Bowl ad would be amazing to have. It's like, well, are your perfect prospects, is the owner of a cleaning company, like, well, you can only help people within a 50-mile radius or whatever you're going to do. So with a Super Bowl, immediately 99% of the people aren't it. And maybe your customers are not Super Bowl watchers, right? So, or whatever the case may be. So really important that not only when it comes to the copy, for all of it, the copy that we use, ask our perfect prospects, where we should put that copy so they'll get it, ask our perfect prospects. What pains that they want solved and how do we solve them? Ask your perfect prospects. And we ask everybody but because we're embarrassed, right? And by the way, don't ask your happy customers that you've had for 5 years because they're not in touch with the pain that made them take action in the beginning. Ask people like their friends or people that are perfect prospects, not customers or very recent customers that are still in touch with what drove them nuts. All right. I feel like I got most of the rant out I want, but I feel like Jackson's still got some wisdom. If we shake him a little bit, we can get some more out. Any thoughts or anything we've missed or anything you want to cover in more depth, Jackson?
It made me think of like a perfect example of this, of somebody thinking like a business owner thinking internally and wanting to kind of boost up their ego or something. So, you know, I love baseball. I go to a lot of baseball games a year and my team's the Brewers. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And for last season on the first baseline, right at the base of first baseline, there's advertising space. So you get like Pepsi banners, stuff like that, local businesses. And for the whole season, there was Wyoming, sauce company. And I was like, ooh, I like barbecue. That's a really cool, but like, that's awesome. I've never heard of this brand before. So I look it up and of course they're from Wyoming. I'm like, oh, cool. Where can I buy it? Can't buy it anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. Can't buy it in Illinois, can't buy it in Iowa, can't buy it in Minnesota. You can buy it in Wyoming, and that's it. Why the heck are they advertising at a Wisconsin baseball game? And it's 100% one of those situations. The owner of the company probably was like, I really like baseball. I want to sponsor a baseball team. I can't get in. There's no team in Wyoming, and anything around me is probably too expensive, but I can go to the Brewers because they're a small market and that'd be fine. But ultimately, it does nothing. There's no prospects there. There's nothing there. So it's like the Super Bowl app.
It's worse than nothing because you had no knowledge of their brand, which was fine. And they became knowledgeable about their brand. And now you don't like, now you're angry at their brand because you're like, I would. So it actually, he paid the good people, the Brewers or whoever the intermediary was, to get the marketing set up to just piss them. Either it didn't work at all, which would have been the best case in this scenario, or dozens or hundreds or however many Jacksons are out there just pissed off at this brand because the marketing worked, but it was in the wrong place. They didn't understand who their client was, or, you know, at least obviously modify your ability to ship to where you're going to market.
Exactly. And the same goes for cleaning companies. It's, you can find, and don't, I guess like my final thought is again, with everything marketing or everything, you take yourself out of the picture, because oftentimes I see a lot of people will say, oh, there's no way my perfect prospects go to, you know, this shop, or you read the local business guide or anything like that. And oftentimes it's the exact opposite of what you would think. So what you think is right is usually, I don't want to say wrong, but it's your thinking. Like we say, it's you're putting yourself into it when it's all about the perfect people.
Double that for commercial. Like all of our commercial, my people aren't on Facebook. It's like, well, there's a billion visitors a day. So I'm not saying, and what they mean is 100% of my people aren't. Yeah, I get it. A lot of people aren't, but we're not looking for 100% of people, just a reasonable amount of people in the deal. So yeah, definitely use data, not emotion, to make those decisions. And God bless it. There's one other thing. I was just on just did a podcast. I don't know if it'll come in out before this or after this, but with one of our clients named Patty, and she said it perfectly. She's like, I was counting my clients' money, or I forget how she said it, but because she, you know, young gal, kind of new home, like not probably at a place in her life just yet. She's getting there though. Where, you know, spending $400 or $500 a month on cleaning service would make sense. So she put that on our clients, and that makes it impossible to get good prices. For a commercial example, I'll give you, when I had my construction company, you know, we do $100,000 jobs, $500,000 jobs. And, you know, to get started, we would need a $150,000 check or whatever the case may be. And for our salespeople who are making, you know, $60,000 to $120,000 a year, getting a $150,000 check was terrifying, because it's like, that was overwhelming for them. It's outside their comfort zone. They're making about them, not about their client. But to the client, he's like an architect who's running a $50 million project, and he writes $150,000 checks all the time. So definitely, when you just put yourself in your client's shoes, for better or for worse, right? Like, you know, sometimes we think, I'm not on TikTok, so my clients aren't. Maybe. Or I, you know, get a $150,000 check, or writing $150,000 would be terrifying, so I don't want to ask this guy. Or, you know, I like the Brewers, therefore I should advertise with the Brewers, even though we don't go to Milwaukee. And I don't know how many Wyoming people watch those games. All right. Anything to add, Jackson?
No.
Cool.
This is perfect.
Guys, gals, I want to encourage you. Marketing can be super fun. If it's not working, it's not this magic thing that no one can ever understand. Get some help, take the time, learn how to market. It is a skill that will last you a lifetime in any business everywhere. The ability to use words to create customers is universally valuable. And if you want some help, feel free to reach out, growmycleaningcompany.com, tons of resources. Email me, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Would love to hear from you. Talk soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.